This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Montana legislators made some progress on increasing Medicaid reimbursement rates for senior and long-term care facilities and providers on Thursday, but failed to fully fund benchmark Medicaid reimbursement rates. Committee members voted 5-1 to fund 50% of the difference between the governor's proposed budget and the full benchmark rate. During the 2021 state legislature, more than $2 million was allocated to a provider rate study, which looked at reimbursement rates for providers in four main divisions that are used heavily by those on Montana Medicaid. The areas included in the study were behavioral health, children's mental health, disability services, and senior and long-term care, or SLTC. After 2022 brought a string of nursing home closures in Montana, it was no surprise to find that senior and long-term care showed the most severe shortfall between the current per diem rate of $209 a day and the benchmark rate of $278 a day. The nursing home benchmark rate represents the cost of doing business in a post-pandemic world. The original budget proposed by Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte inspired outrage from SLTC providers and advocates, who called the starting values laughable. Gianforte's budget proposed funding 58% of the gap between the existing rate and the benchmark rate using just $25 million in a one-time-only funding in the first year of the biennium. The second year would have seen a decrease in funding, covering only about a third of the needed increase to reimbursement rates. Health and Human Services Committee members voted to remove the one-time-only designation from the $25 million and to keep the rates the same from fiscal year 2024 to fiscal year 2025, so that the benchmark rate will be funded for both years. A Montana Highway Patrol trooper was injured after being run over by a vehicle during a pursuit on Highway 37 in Lincoln County on Thursday. The chase began at 2:36 p.m. about 10 miles southwest of Eureka. During the vehicle chase, the MHP trooper was run over by the suspect vehicle. The trooper was flown to Logan Health in Kalispell by air ambulance and is in stable condition. All individuals in the suspect vehicle were apprehended. Montana State University has seen record enrollment numbers for its spring semester. In this spring semester, a total of 15,717 students are attending classes. Almost 2,000 of those are graduate students, and 1,100 are attending the two-year Gallatin College MSU. The increase in Montana State University's enrollment was 15% more than last spring semester. Gallatin College led the university in enrollment growth. Between fall and spring semesters, MSU reported that 90% of first-year students remained enrolled, a 10-year record. Full-time student enrollment numbers were also up. And MSU's dual enrollment numbers were up, too, showing more high school students taking advantage of the opportunity to gain college credit. MSU's 2022 fall enrollment was down slightly from 2021's numbers, with 16,688 students, but it was still the university's second-largest incoming class of new students. A pair of California woodpeckers are surely crushed after a pest control technician on a routine call recently found their massive trove of acorns cleverly stashed in the walls of a California home. The Sonoma County homeowners called on Nick's Extreme Pest Control when they spotted worms coming from a bedroom wall. They turned out to be mealworms feasting on an incredible hoard of acorns, believed to be amassed by a pair of aptly named acorn woodpeckers. After making a small hole in the wall, Nick Castro said the acorns began spilling out. He estimates there were at least 700 pounds of acorns likely collected over the past 2 to 5 years. Often, woodpeckers store acorns on the outside of homes, sometimes in rain gutters, but rarely do they get them inside. In this case, Castro discovered the birds dropped their treasures through a hole in the chimney and entered the attic through a separate hole to feast on their stash. Castro drilled 3 more holes in the home's walls to remove all the acorns, which created a pile about 20 feet high. Castro said, "We filled 8 big black garbage bags. They were so heavy we could barely pick them up." This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.